My Talkers, thanks for hanging out with Lori and Julia. We've got a great hour ahead of us here, and I think it might involve the one and the only, the new one that's been revealed, Julia Fox, right? You're going to get into some details about her.
She's Gossip's newest superstar, you guys, and you heard it here first on this program last Tuesday.
You called it, yeah.
Oh, Lori, I love it.
We did call it, Julia, because it was like so... It might have been
Kanye West's new...
Kanye,
toy.
New Year's Eve in Miami, a week later, 5 days later in New York City. 1 day later, wrote an essay after she'd been spotted changing outfits, and she's ready, showing the thong. I mean, just kind of, and then she shows up in L.A. last night at Craig's with Kanye. It's the headquarters of Gossip Hollywood. So in 10 days, she has energized the gossip landscape in three cities, okay?
Yeah.
Miami, New York, and L.A., so she's done the gossip triangulation.
I love it, Lori. Okay. So funny.
Okay, and now the Los Angeles paparazzi have a chance to photograph her, and she is ready. I mean, when you look, I looked at the photos of her. Her outfit was tiptoe. Kanye, he looked like he should. Those big rubber boots, I just can't get behind him. But her expression
they're
is.
They're all the rage expression in Montana is even and Wyoming though. And everything.
But everyone's just looking at her. No one's there to take
do
pictures.
Do you guys think she's pretty?
I do. I think. She's not even pretending not to be interested. She's showing us she's ready. And apparently, the thing that she has. She's 32, okay? Mm-hmm. So she's fully formed. She's not somebody
right,
that Kanye's going to, you know, it's not like a 22-year-old. And is that she also is, if you look at the whole New York scene, she's known in New York.
Okay.
People know who she is. She brings game to the table. She's not some not known, okay? She also had a podcast. She has a podcast in like a couple weeks ago. She talked about how like she grew up on the Kardashians. Well, she's 31 or 32. Yeah, I would believe it. There's no shame in that. But The Cut wrote a story. Thank God for Julia Fox. Because people were like, we were needing something. And then Kanye,
you're
doing all of this to try and make Kim jealous. And then Kim and Pete Davidson and Kanye and Julia Fox are having a couple off. It's the greatest thing
it
that
really
could happen
is funny.
To gossip
so
in
Kanye
January.
And Julia Fox are trying to be filmed everywhere, and Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are being filmed everywhere.
And
else.
They go tit for tat.
Yeah, they do.
And he did the essay. He had her do an essay, and they did a photo shoot, and it was on interview.com a mere 7 days later. So she is ready, and she's already niche famous, if you will. And in the superficial world of celebrity, okay, it's just now we know she is, and she's got a great name. And she, like, the way she, basically she had the blessing of the New York cool kids. Now she's going for the minivan majority.
Oh, gosh.
She wants
you're
more acting
so
roles.
Funny.
Oh, no. She's going to get
so
stuff
funny.
Out of this, Jules. Kanye West, he's raised the bar by announcing he's going to go meet with Putin. And Kim has...
Why does he try to be involved in stuff he should not mind his own business about?
Because he's manic
it's
and
like,
doesn't
but
take
that's
his
like
medication.
Dennis Rodman. He went with Kim Jong-un. I mean, what?
This is why Kim likes Pete. He just actually likes her for likes her. He doesn't care how she dresses. He thinks however she dresses is great. He makes her laugh. He likes her to eat. He doesn't insist on beige and gray. And he takes his medication because he's been out loud about
his mental
health issues that he needs to take medication. Yeah. Otherwise, he's not as happy as self. Ugh. So she's got to be relieved. And Julia Fox, whether it lasts the month or longer, she's here and she's staying, you guys. This is a gossip superstar that has happened in front of our eyes.
Got it.
Just saying.
And you couldn't be happier.
Well, I couldn't be happier because she's like ready. I didn't ever feel like arena shake when they were trying to make that happen.
It didn't feel, there wasn't anything there.
Right. You know, but this, it feels like there's something there.
You feel like it maybe is for real.
And then the fact that it was 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon separation that she played Pete Davidson's Barbie doll to his Ken in Interview Magazine 2 years ago is, you know. Anyway, I just kind of like it. You know, I just kind of like it. I just like the whole thing. And I liked her expression as she was walking into Craig's, you know.
Well, she's probably like so excited.
Well, she's ready. She's not even pretending not to be interested. She's part of the game and she knows it and she knows you know it and she doesn't care. And Kanye is still like probably trying to get Kim's attention. And she doesn't care at all. She's thrilled. She's probably encouraging it through his security guards because apparently he's back to that.
Really?
Yeah. Whenever he gets mad at her and punishes her, he makes her speak to his security guards for any of the handoffs with the kids.
Oh my God. He thinks
he's punishing her, but she's actually
happy, probably.
Well, no, because, you know, when you're trying to model like
to
having
a kid, yeah.
with the kid, mm-hmm. it seems, you know.
But it's probably a little bit of a relief.
You can always blame her, daddy's busy work schedule.
There you go.
That's what I say, you know. My mom, whenever she was making excuses for any of my dad's absence, it's Air Force business. You know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
you don't want to make your kids feel bad or anything.
About what's really going on. You can just say all that.
Well, okay. So that is happening.
That's happening. And Jimmy Fallon got everyone playing Wordle on an app when Wordle, remember we talked about Wordle last
week? I downloaded the Wordle app.
Me too. No,
it's the wrong thing.
But I don't know how to do it.
Wordle is, remember Wordle is the very zen, very easy.
Because that app is not easy because it's, all right.
It's not an app.
W-O-R-T.
It is low tech. You just go to the website Wordle.com. There's no login. There's no ads. Right now, it's pure until it's not.
All right, here's W-O-R-T-D-L-E. Okay, because Wordle, W-O-R-T-L-E,
yeah.
is
no
is available for sale.
You have 6 tries to get your Wordle word of the day. It's taking over the world, but Jimmy Fallon, like you, Julia, thought it was an app.
I wasn't clear.
What your website. Wordle. It's a fun side game with no pressure.
All right, because literally the app that I downloaded had pressure and it had nothing to do with what we talked about.
The sweet guy who invented it for his girlfriend.
I had that same app too, and I was confused for a minute as to what was going on.
Same,
here.
You just go to a website and you find it's a word of the day. It's sort of a zen thing.
It is not. But
you get 6 tries and then you're done, Jules.
I know, but basically when I put in Wordle, it is not free.
Wordle?
No. Try to go find Wordle.com. I double dog dare you.
I'm going to double. Okay, I'm going to take you up on that double dog dare.
Because everything I come up with takes you somewhere else. Create a Wordle online. Make a Wordle. Make a Wordle free. Make a Wordle generator. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Here it is.
All right. Let's see. Click on it. Let me see what it looks like.
Here I am. I'm at the Wordle maker. I'm going to do my first Wordle of the word.
Wordle of the day.
Yeah. Start.
Look at that. Right on point.
Oh, God. No,
it isn't.
It's not.
Something is happening.
See, I told her.
I've been directed to Fig Jam.
You have been telling us about this, but it is not. It's hard to find.
It really is.
I told
Julia.
You. So that's why we downloaded the app after you told us. So this Wordle that's changing everyone, I wonder if people are just exhausted from trying to find the damn thing and have given up. I've given up. I mean, seriously. No, because Grant, both of us downloaded this app. If anyone knows what the real thing is, here's what when you put in Wordle.com, it says a free website or Wordle or create a Wordle.
He's overwhelmed by the global success.
None of them are right.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at that same article.
I mean, but there's no website.
Oh, Lord.
So, Laurie, you're giving out false information.
Today is
Wednesday. We're going to give out that false information,
too. I need 10 lashes with a penne pasta noodle.
You really do. We're going to take a break and be back with Random Thoughts.
Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. We are randomly giving out the worst advice possible, and Lori is the culprit.
I don't like Wordle. I'm never going to do it.
No, it's horrible.
I just looked at it.
First of all, Lori's like the Zen game that swept the globe.
Well, the article was definitely describing it as the way she was.
The New Yorker did a cartoon of it the other day. I mean, everybody's talking about it.
And so how you have to get there, because it's not an app, it's just a website. It isn't Wordle.com like Lori's been telling you. You are so full of crap. It's called Power Language powerlanguage.co.uk/wordle.
That's so the guy is a British guy who invented this.
So it's powerlanguage.co.uk/wordle/.
Yeah.
And then it gives you three different words. And it you need to think. And it doesn't feel relaxing.
It
like Lori said,
all.
Oh, it's just sweeping. Here's your Zen moment. First of all, you can't even find it. Because they want you to buy websites on the way there. So Zenny Zens. And Lori's like, I hate this game. It's not relaxing at all.
No, it isn't.
So there's the bad advice.
I'm just feeling, it's horrible. I'm never playing this game.
No, but maybe we should look up things before we tell people about them.
Well, or sometimes I took a shortcut on that one.
I know, we do. All right, so Girl Scout cookie season kicks off today with a new cookie. And so because of the way the world has changed, the door-to-door salesperson is very,
I haven't seen anyone go door-to-door in years. They are outside of grocery stores.
Kids used to with little things to make people buy them to support the football team crap.
Like, the candy bars.
Or the discount. Yeah, the coupon.
I don't think Girl Scouts have gone door-to-door. I think their parents bring in the list to workplaces.
They do. Or they sell them at a grocery store.
See, that's the problem. When I was a kid, I had to go out
and me both.
Get those dang things. No. I sound like a grandpa right now, but I had to. I had to go walk the neighborhood.
Maybe part of it is, for good reason.
For COVID right now.
Not even that. All the creepy McCreepers that are out there.
Actually, good point.
I can't imagine, what I would go out into the dark to try to sell campfire girl.
Yeah, that was in the olden days. We have to give people a break.
Okay, Grandpa.
I know. Right. It's better than okay, Boomer, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You'd say that to us. So anyway, this season kicks off today, but this is the new cookie. Tell me if you guys think this is good
or bad. You'd have to act like a boomer for him to say that.
Oh, I love it, Lori.
That's true. You guys are doing it.
Okay. Chocolate lovers will be pleased to know that the new cookie is called Adventure Foals. It's a brownie-inspired treat featuring a caramel-flavored cream center, a drizzle of chocolate sauce, and a touch of sea salt.
Oh, well, they did they studied and found those are the three flavors people love. Chocolate, caramel, and sea salt.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
But brownies are not my thing.
Oh, I love a good brownie.
But you can order them through DoorDash.
Yeah.
Or you can maybe see them. They're called Adventure Foals.
I'm going to order it from the bowling alley. There's always a Girl Scout or two
when
up there.
They have an app, too. The Girl Scout cookies have an app as well.
Oh, they do. Great. Yes. Okay. Yep. Because I have never, you and I both, I think, have never done Google Eats, DoorDash. Uh-huh. What are the other ones out there, Grant?
There's DoorDash, Google Eats, Postmates. There's Uber Eats.
Yeah. I've never done one.
Yeah, that's good for your pocketbook.
I want to go out to eat. Yeah. I
have never done one of these things.
But Julia, because
I'm too lazy
out to eat, or we'll go pick it up.
I don't know how it can stay hot by the time
it
comes.
Exactly.
It's not.
It's not. The French fries are never good.
So a lot of people are celebrating January as dry January.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. People will do a weight loss thing next week.
But this is a non-alcoholic thing.
No, I know, but they do. It's been hasn't this been going on for a few years, dry January?
Okay, but just let me finish my sentence. So Katy Perry has gotten in on the line of non-alcoholic drinks, okay? So a lot of mixologists, if you go to a bar and stuff, there's a lot of fun non-alcoholic drinks available. Now, if you don't want to have
can and sell them for a lot of money.
Right. You want to have a cocktail, but you don't want to have the cocktail things that happen.
Yeah.
So it's her new non-alcoholic aperitif is called DeSoy, DeSoy.
What a bad name.
And here's terrible. Not really, terrible because name. It means pleasure with restraint.
Well, the meaning is great, but do I know that?
It doesn't have a good name.
DeSoy. No. DeSoy. I'd like a DeSoy.
It doesn't sound
good. Sounds like Dasani.
Yeah. Quit being crabby, both of you.
No, we're not being crabby. We're just saying it seems like a lame name.
Okay, do you remember?
Luann has Froze.
Froze. I'm wondering if anyone has tried the Froze.
No, but it's no alcohol in it.
I know it.
Froze. That's a great name.
Right, but that's taken.
I know, but I'm just saying DeSoy leaves me.
You had a magazine for Sun Country Airlines at one time that you called Soul.
Soleil. Because it was French for sun. Yeah.
So this is close. DeSoy.
No.
DeSoy. Really. All right, so let me tell you what's in these. Okay.
First of all, I want to know the price point.
First of all, Grant, do you know what an aperitif is?
Not a clue.
Okay, so back in the olden days, there was this drink called Dubonnet. Mm-hmm. And it is what?
The Queen has one every day.
The Queen has a Dubonnet. Mm-hmm. And Lillette.
I think it's another drink.
It is. It's a drink to get your stomach ready to drink.
Right.
It is.
It is awesome.
It's a light afternoon, an aperol, an aperitif.
Yes, but now they include vodka. And some of them. So this is popularized in France. The aperitif is a bittersweet botanical beverage meant for sipping slowly pre-dinner.
Yeah, like Campari. Do you like the taste of Campari? Not really. I can only have it in Italy. It's the only place it seems to make sense.
It's good in a...
Because I'm usually drinking it at like 11 in the morning or something, you know? So it's like, drunk. All right, there you go.
Give me a drink before the drink.
It's so bitter. It has a bitterness to it.
It does. Yeah. But these aperitifs are non-alcoholic and they have stress things in it. So anyway, they have citrus, strawberry, grapefruit, and blackberry with rosé. She loves herbs, she loves alchemy, and she loves wellness. And she doesn't like... She hopes it brightens up your mood. I'm going to try these.
I'm going to say she only has 10% stake in that.
You'd think, bored with like sparkling water right now. So I think this might, Desoy might be something to try.
Again, even look at how self-conscious you are saying the name.
Desoy? Mm-hmm. Because that's like trying to speak another language.
Maybe it's Desoy. What about that?
I hate you. Okay, Grant, who is this Grant? What is wrong with you two? Okay.
We're just having fun with you.
Always. I feel like I'm with my children. All right. So what is happening in the traffic world?
We've got a few accidents.
Welcome back to the Misinformation Network.
Wordle of the day is frosé.
Okay. So Lori's like, you know, Katy Perry's new line, Desoy, that we were just talking about, non-alcoholic.
They have a champagne, but it's flavored with mushroom and passion flower.
What?
But just wait. So Lori's like,
does that sound bad or what?
Terrible.
And why doesn't she have a good name for it? Like Luann de Lesseps, rosé called Frosé.
Yeah.
Frosé is a drink that you get, frozen rosé, but that is not the name of it.
Oh, isn't it?
The home of misinformation.
But no,
Fosse Rosé, F-O-S-E.
Right. But she coined it. She used the word frosé.
But that's been around forever.
Right. I know. But when Luann was looking for like something to drink that wasn't drinking.
Right. Well, she literally has a line out now.
I'm glad.
And it's called Fosse Rosé. Mm-hmm. And it's $19 a bottle or two for $37.99.
Well, that's pretty good.
And it's a natural non-alcoholic sparkling wine with superfood ingredients including Diamania, an aphrodisiac, Chacharan, an aptogen liver fortifier known for its mood stabilizing properties, herbal ingredients including rosemary, white oak, and hibiscus.
This is how they're getting to the $19 price point, because really this was like $1.25 to make. And the bottle is $1. No, you know that this is going to just taste like crap.
I don't know.
And then you go, I get bored. You put it in a pretty glass and you have some nice ice cubes and it's something refreshing.
I don't know. At night, I really just get bored because I'm a liquefier.
Yeah.
I enjoy liquids.
I like a glass of pink lemonade with a ton of ice.
You and I are separated at birth. That is my go-to drink. If I can have a sweet pink lemonade with some ice to water it down a little bit.
Water it down. Serious? It just tastes so good. Oh, it's so refreshing.
It is.
I drink it year-round.
Like with the pulp? Do you buy it in a frozen can and make it in a
frozen
pitcher?
Can.
Yeah. You do?
The Minute Maid pink lemonade.
So good. Thank you for...
It's on my list every week.
And when I think of that, I think of a Skip and Go Naked.
Well, you can welcome
Which was
it.
Beer, lemonade, and vodka back
You're
in the
welcome.
Day.
You're welcome. You'll always be able to have one at my house because I've got all the ingredients.
I didn't know you guys.
You learned something new about me, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Finally. After 30 years.
All these years, we thought we knew each other's secrets.
I know. All right. What do you
know? So I'm just like super thrilled for Sharon Stone.
Really?
That she got a reoccurring cast member in season 2 of The Flight Attendant, which... HBO Max is where The Flight Attendant was on, and Kaley Cuoco optioned it from Chris Bohalian, who wrote the book, and we read that book in like a weekend.
Chris has
been on our show a few different times. He writes a lot. He's like Diane Chamberlain in that he he doesn't write just one genre.
No, right.
Of books. And the flight attendant, the premise is this flight attendant, Cassie, who's, you know, she likes to have a good time. And she's a 30-something woman who's not married with kids. And she's, you know, does all the international flying. And she wakes up and there's a dead hot guy in her bed.
Oh.
Stabbed.
It's such a case. This is a good show.
Blood everywhere. And she can't remember last night.
Right.
Oh, that's like my big, like, it's like the nightmare that you have. You
this
know?
Is the premise of the book.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, oh, my God.
We don't have time for that.
This is the worst blackout.
Like the worst nightmare that could happen. Ever have.
Wake up with a
date.
So that was the premise of the book. And basically, from there, they took a creative license with the book. Just like my brother read that book Station 11 by Emily Mandel, that's the TV.
Yeah.
He said they've changed the book for the TV series, but it works better for the TV series. And the flight attendant did come together because it kind of had a lot of different ways that it wasn't the same as the book. It was just the beginning premise. Right. So now this season two, it's just in the hands of whatever great writers they have. And they're taking this character, Cassie, wherever. But her estranged mother will be played by Sharon Stone with long hair. And it will be a...
You're so funny. With long hair?
With long hair, because we've already seen a clip because Callie showed it on Insta. You know, Pete Davidson and Callie, he was the... He was her getaway car from her
marriage.
He's
been a getaway car for many of us.
Yeah, he would be a good getaway car boyfriend, I think.
They're changing completely with season two.
Yes, because there's no, the book ended. Yeah, there wasn't anymore. Now it's just up to the showrunner.
When does this damn thing come out?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a while. Maybe next December. Because HBO Max did get some good streaming numbers in.
Big time. Oh, for their final end of year results?
Yeah, they did. And
it's going to be spring.
Spring?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's nice.
So anyway, and then here's another little news, Julia. Maybe we knew this. I don't remember, but Ethan Hawke doing a Paul Newman documentary that will be on CNN, because sometimes they do option documentaries, and this is going to be it's called The Last Movie Stars. And it's a series of documentaries, and they wanted an actor to do each of these movie stars. And Paul Newman is going to be the first one. He's directing it. Martin Scorsese is producing this for CNN.
Mm-hmm. What's this called again?
It's CNN
called
The does Last. Do a lot of special things.
And cable is becoming like the landline.
Yeah, Lori, 100. Okay, you and I both have Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
I go to two networks, and then I just go to HDMI2 to find all my other stuff.
Yeah,
Netflix, everything. I mean,
it's just kind of, you know. So anyway, they are trying to get creative with their programming and stuff like that. And
it's
like the landline, and it's going to be a 6-part series. We don't know when we're going to see this, but it's at Newman's request. He wanted it to be, you know, about his youth, about his marriage, about his
philanthropy, huge.
The loss of his son Scott.
I remember that.
A drug overdose, yes. I think. And
Dean Martin, a lot of people lost their kids.
Yeah. So all kinds of people. Anyway, just about that. So that's going to be the first 6 chapters of The Last Movie Stars, but different people will be featured.
I love this.
So Ethan Hawke is doing a great job.
I think he's brilliant. Yeah. I think he's a really good actor. It used to bug me for so many years that he never washed his hair.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, from Ethan Hawke back in the day. But yeah. I think I like him on the couch. I think he's interesting.
Yeah, he
stayed New Yorker. He stayed small.
Yeah.
But he's big, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I agree.
I like him.
I do too.
You know, tomorrow morning, there's some, we're going to have to...
Oh, the SAG Awards.
The SAG Awards are being announced tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Lynn Spears is having an exclusive on Good Morning America to talk about her new memoir. So I cannot wait to see what Britney's going to post, what she's going to say about Britney. It's either Robin Roberts or I wonder if it's Michael.
If they don't ask about Britney.
They, of course, have to.
Well, that'll be interesting.
They have to. I mean,
but if they don't, that would be pretty bad.
Yeah. And if she said, I'll come without answering those questions, it's bad on their part to even bring her in without allowing that. Yeah.
Because come on.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm curious.
That'll be interesting.
I wonder who's going to buy the CW.
Lori, why don't you? Why don't we ask Hubbard?
Ooh.
To put together both. Okay, so this is from 41 minutes ago. It's breaking news about Jamie Lynn Spears. Britney Spears' sister Jamie Lynn breaks down in tears over riff with famous sibling. So they do ask her.
Good. Yeah, you should be able to cry when with your makeup on and the cameras pointed at you, and you're realizing for the first time in your brain how much you screwed over your sister.
Oh God, I love how you cannot forget. You should be able to cry.
Hey, Brittany, I'm not forgetting till Brittany forgets, okay? All right? She's just gotten out of this.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
No, but I mean, really and truly, think about, like, there's no bigger betrayal than a sibling.
Well, I would agree with that. Or a partner, or husband, or wife, or whatever it is.
Family. I mean, you're Italian. Feel this deeply. I mean, in other worlds, Brittany, this sister would be lucky not to, have something really bad go on.
They still have all 10 fingers.
That's right, Julia. I don't know. It's because I also watched that revenge show. I finished Kits this weekend, which was just
it good?
You know, I liked it, but it could have been on the CW, but it was a German revenge thing.
At the chalet,
and it had a twist I did not see coming. And basically, the motto of the story is, when you're putting off your dreams to get revenge, make sure you have everything correct with what your story is that you tell yourself about why you're getting revenge.
Oh, all right. So in that way,
it was like a Lifetime movie, too.
Really? No. There was a message at the end.
Yeah. It was just a six-parter.
I couldn't do it. I tried.
I liked it. I liked being in Kitzbühel, but I wanted to see a little bit more of Kitzbühel.
Yeah.
Switzerland. It wasn't
We kept seeing the same place.
Yeah.
I didn't. I tried that one. I thought I would go all in, but I just couldn't.
I know.
I didn't feel the love.
It had that CW vibe, but German. You know, because it was a German produced show and Pretty People.
And when's the last time we've seen a German produced show?
Oh, God, Casey and I, that one, Babylon Berlin. Yep. That was a German.
I have never watched that.
Oh, my gosh. That show is
Grant,
wild.
That's another one we have to watch.
Okay.
Okay, the first season is like really two seasons. There might be 18 episodes. It takes place in Germany after World War I and before Adolf Hitler has risen to power. And it's the 20s, and it was just this really wild, like, decadent time. But at the same time, all this stuff was bubbling under the surface that made it easy for fascism.
Oh, yes, it did.
To take a hold of Germany. So it's really good. And then we started watching the second season. Grant, guess what happened? Casey left me on the Netflix ledge.
Of course he did.
There was three seasons.
Yeah, you see, we watched the first two seasons, so he left me on the Netflix edge for the third season.
I'd love to be in the room one time, just like middle of an episode, just get up and just walk up.
I'm done. I see him, and she's like, Casey, what are you doing? We started this. How are you quitting? It's going to be good.
I made him watch the epic season finale of Dexter. Because he had watched that show together mm-hmm. on Sunday night.
But he didn't watch anything else this season. Just you want him to watch the ending.
The 10th episode, because it brought it all together, those two seasons. It was amazing.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he said he did. And Showtime had a huge, huge night with that finale.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, they had a huge night. All right, we got to go because we're going to Hollywood speak. And we're going to Hollywood speak something that haunts her more than anything else.
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Okay, so the Scream cast, they're doing a lot of interviews because that movie's coming out, I think, this weekend, possibly.
I think it's the 17th.
Or the 17th?
It might be. Let me double check.
The trailer looks fantastic. I mean, it looks like Nev Campbell is back, Courtney Cox is back, David Arquette is back. But so she's giving an interview, and she was on Drew Barrymore's show yesterday. And while they were discussing their distinct looks that they both had because of course
Courtney Cox
and Drew Barrymore.
Okay,
because she's of course in that, you know, opening scene.
Oh, okay.
You don't know the movie.
I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, she was in the original Scream. Drew Barrymore was the first.
She answers the phone call.
Her boyfriend was the first one murdered, then her.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. She answers the call, and it's obvious.
What's your favorite scary movie? The famous quote.
Yeah. Or do you know what the baby's doing? Is it from another scary story? Anyway, they're talking about their looks, and Courtney Cox said that her baby bangs hairstyle from.
I remember that.
From that will haunt her to this day. There was nothing worse, she said.
Doesn't everybody have one of those haircuts?
Everyone's baby bangs haunt us. Everybody has a bang story that haunts them.
I don't know.
I had moon bangs in fourth grade. We all had them.
Well, my mom cut them across.
Yeah. Those were traumatic bangs. So we all have that. But she had them as a grown-up. She had him as a grown up, and it was like part of the. It's very like a Betty Page kind of a lady roll, you know, like a roller derby
pin-up
thing.
Yeah.
It's a hard look to pull off.
Yeah, you need a gorgeous face.
And even then, you might have bang trauma.
And no colics.
Bingo.
Because those would disrupt the
wispy.
The lay of the fray.
That's right. The lay of the fray. You got a Hollywood speak for me?
Or the lay of the fringe. I'm sorry.
The lay of the fray.
The lay of the fray. Okay.
Just because it rhymed.
Oh, my gosh.
What am I Hollywood speaking in? Stop following tennis.
I'm not following tennis. Lorene.
Julia, I can tell when you're distracted. So if I can tell, everyone else can tell.
I am not. Well, I just want you to Hollywood speak the fans. All right. So
fans? I'm in Hollywood
speak fans. So Timberland, you know, the producer.
Yeah.
Was criticized for comparing The Weeknd's new Dawn FM album to Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Well, that seems like that would be a compliment to be had.
I know it, but everyone was so mad because they're slow down, bro. It's not Thriller level.
Oh.
It's very good, but it is not Thriller.
Oh, I see.
You can't compare Dawn FM with the second best-selling album in music history.
All right, they do have a point because the album just dropped on Friday. And Grant, the song we played underwhelmed us. Now, the song that he dropped today and the video that Holly posted, that song is the banger.
It's
called Gasoline.
If you want to get it for us, it's so good.
Sounds like Depeche Mode.
Yeah, it's got a club music vibe. And The Weeknd is beating up his older self as The Weeknd, and I thought he meant Thriller in that video is very...
It's Thriller-esque.
But that video for Gasoline, I'm just saying that part is true.
But they're saying it's on the same level as Thriller, and people are like, no.
Yeah.
You can't go there with The Weeknd.
All right.
So they got mad about this. Now, here's my next one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Miley Cyrus has this new rumored boyfriend, Max Morando.
Oh, I don't know Max.
Okay, so they were spotted getting close at a New Year's Eve thing in Miami, and here's the line that they say that made me laugh, okay? Morando is 23, and he's a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
Miley is 6 years older and a Sagittarius. Why even include it? What does that have to do with
Well, because a Scorpio means he's going to be, you know, very horny. And Sagittarius are good go with the flow. And she's not looking for anything serious. And maybe it was just a one night thing. And he somehow got somebody to print all this information.
Made me laugh that he's 23 and a Scorpio. And she is.
They're desperate for anything.
This is the times.
Yeah. Julia Fox, look no further than that.
Oh, my.
A news story.
Look.
Here's another one. Kim Kardashian thinks it's a quote unquote good thing. Kanye's new girlfriend is a diehard fan of hers and is quote unquote happy to see her husband smiling again.
Hmm.
I bet there's nothing you want more
than your ex
to get with somebody if you want to be the one away from them.
Right.
Oh, you're so, happy.
That they're happy.
Not that they're happy, that they're out of your hair and they're going to make things easier for you. They're not going to be so difficult, or they're not going to feel as bad about how you dog them or whatever it might be.
Right.
I know I was real, real relieved when my first husband fell in love.
Is he still married?
No, no, no. Oh. He got burned again, damn it. But he's a good guy. But
burned again, damn it.
First there was me and then there was her.
But I was so happy for him because I was such a dog, you know? And I thought, good, he's too good of a guy to just be sitting on a shelf. But of course, you got to be careful about, you know, the bridge.
Who takes you off the shelf?
That's right, Julia.
He was just too good to be sitting on a shelf, and I needed to worry.
It's true, because you'll mistake it. It's such a panicking feeling to think, I might be alone. One of the things you have to say to yourself when you're leaving somebody, I'm going to be good to be alone. If I get divorced, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if I don't have this house.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But then, as the reality comes in, whoa, you get those eyes and you start, you know, the settling down eyes. You got to be very careful of those.
Grant, do you seriously... Honestly,
no. The settling down eyes can really get you in trouble.
Oh my gosh!
Did you settle down for the wrong one, or the bridge, or the this, or the that?
You got a little craving. You craving, and you want to fill that craving, and then all of a sudden, it's easy to fill that craving.
My settled down eyes. I married a guy, you know, wow, that everybody else could see was not right.
Oh, you married him in a week. Actually, that one took longer than my brother
because I was still married. Oh. That's what I mean. I'm talking from experience about that panic. Okay, Lily James is giving interviews before the Hulu, Tommy.
That looks so good.
It looks so good. And she's giving...
All right, I have to just interrupt you really quickly because Dawn and Kenny did a reenactment of the Tommy Lee Pamela sex tape.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah, because there's not a lot of dialogue.
There's not. Yeah. That was so funny.
It's a lot of sounds.
It was Monday. I don't know what day we're on. Yeah, it was just
yesterday.
It was hysterical.
Oh my God.
I've never seen that. Have you seen that, Grant?
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's not a lot of dialogue.
No,
you just said
you don't need dialogue. You're on Lake Havasu in a houseboat, and everybody looks so good naked, and they're so in love with each other.
Yeah, it was delightful.
Okay. It was really the best sex tape I've ever seen.
Really?
Because it wasn't meant for anybody's eyes, so I can see why she hates it.
Right.
Because of how it got out there. But Lily James said Pamela would not take her calls.
Oh,
no. She's very mad about it. She's very excited. And so is Courtney Love, mad for her friend.
Right.
They think
All right.
it's disgusting.
All right, there
they
you go.
They hate it. So anyway, Lily James, don't worry about it. We want
don't
you
take
to play
personal.
Pamela when you do the story about Julian Assange. That's the one that'll get you a Golden Globe.
Okay.